So, you know, we continued the discussion during the break, and Kenny was disheveled. He's like, this is gross. I don't like any of it. I'm like, Kenny, whether you like it or not is immaterial to the discussion. It's, do you accept that college football is now WWE? I mean, I submit to it. I'm not fighting it. I know I don't like it. But these networks run it. They've always had a hand in it. Make no mistake. That's how bowls would make their selections. Yeah, I'm making a point. It is totally in their control now because they're the ones who have paid for the rights to this product. And these numbers are so big, they're calling the shots.
Yeah, but see, Mike, I think this has already been going on for a long time. Since the original playoffs, I think that it was the networks and they're getting their money back because they were picking the four teams. And as a matter of fact, they had their own show where people would watch it leading up to it, starting on Halloween.
But the problem is you lose steam with that argument when I've seen Cincinnati, when I've seen Washington, when I've seen Michigan State. And if Iowa had beaten Michigan State right in that Big Ten title game, they were in.
Okay.
Rico, we're taking away those direct results. And the more teams you put in, the more subjective it gets.
I understand that, Mike. But this is one of those things where you may be getting upset over something that hasn't happened yet. You're speculating that it will, but technically it hasn't, because who would have thought that Cincinnati and Michigan State and Washington before Pennix would have gotten into the playoffs? I wouldn't have, because I thought it was just going to be the same four teams every year, but there were opportunities. Now, the beauty of this playoff system is that, yeah, come November, you're probably still going to have 20 teams vying for those 14 spots, where your season's not over,
right,
because you lost early.
The point I'm making is, if you're at the back end of that playoff, you're never winning a bubble battle with a brand. You're not. And the committee will lie. They will change the criteria week to week. They will get up and lie to your face.
Well, no, I mean, but they did that early on when I believe it was when TCU was out and Ohio State made it. And then they could say they justified it by saying, well, the Buckeyes won, didn't they? We got it right. But I remember TCU was supposed to be in, and it was
the,
like,
2014 team, right?
Yeah.
Trayvon Boykin.
Yeah, and it was like they were the better team, and they're sitting there on Selection Sunday like, wait, what happened to us? We, because they remember the Big 12 didn't have a championship game, and they held that against them and said, well, if you guys would have played an extra week,
I actually agree with that stance, by the way. If you don't play a conference championship game, I mean, what leg you got to stand?
And I understand that, which is why the expansion was supposed to, in my mind, get rid of that. It was supposed to allow teams to actually have a chance. And I'm sorry to agree, but it will be the brand over the little guy.
But guys, can we simply do this? And I understand we do radio, but can we wait to let it happen before we say, well, I knew it was going to happen? Because maybe, just maybe, I know I'm going out on the ledge, and I'm, you know, maybe they just hold up and actually put in some teams. Like before, I would have never thought I would say, hey, Michigan State and all these and Cincinnati made the playoffs, but they earned their way in.
I'm sorry, I can't let it play out. I know what's going to happen. I can see the future. I can look ahead
okay,
and
Ms.
see
Cleo,
the future.
I was going to say, by the way, he's been talking to his guy upstairs.
I saw that documentary.
It's not bad, right?
I was like, wow.
It's sad, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
David, ticket text, if you will.
Someone simply says, Blue Magic, it will always get selected over the non-brand.
That's right. And again, I think this only furthers their ability to pervert the process. Look, we're talking about the blitz we just did, and it's all fun. Like, I'm happy to talk about it. But I'm with David. I'm just convinced I can already see what's happening here, and it takes away a lot of the allure of the expanded playoff. Because I think what you get is what we're already seeing the networks doing in the last 5 years that we never saw before is artificially affecting the NCAA tournament, March Madness, with these made-for-TV, you know, matchups. Oh, wait, are you telling us that we have this coach facing his former team in the first round? How'd that happen? Right. Oh, Tom Izzo's going to face Foster Lawyer? Oh, and then if they win, it's against Coach K? What a coinkydink. You never used to see that. Now you do. Well, it's bleeding over because the money is so big. Like, Rico, I could absolutely see matchups a week prior. And you'll go, wait, this team was seeded 7th, now they're 12th, and it's all based on the TV.
Oh, brother, you saw that when State made the playoffs, and they weren't supposed to be playing against Alabama. And it was like, oh, you know, we're going to reward them. Like, wait, what do you mean? They were supposed to be in Orlando playing Clemson. How did this happen?
I blocked all of this from my memory.
It's going to be brand. I know we don't think this is going to happen, but if Colorado somehow goes 9-3, and they're going against, let's just arbitrarily say, Nebraska.
They'll be the one seed.
Because Deion is there. Oh, we want him over this.
Joel Klatt will be oiled up and assless chaps. He'll be ready to roll. Oh, you know it. Colorado 9-3 or 10-2 Nebraska. Colorado. Networks.
Yep.
Prime. Sunglasses. By the way, can Deion stop saying, I'm looking right in your eye? You're not looking into someone's eyes when you're wearing sunglasses indoors, Deion. Stop.
Fair.
I love you. I respect you. Then take your effing sunglasses off. You're an adult. Adults don't do that.
It's part of his image.
Oh, you know what? So's 4-8. Live with it when CBS puts you at the bottom of the ranks for coaches. I'm sorry.
No, it was just funny because somebody recorded Shador and Travis Hunter having an argument on the sideline at practice. And it's just like, this team they're bound to fail. Shador is like, hey, Travis Hunter's like, dude, it's a go route. Like, why'd you run so far? It's a go route. That's what I'm supposed to do. But you're supposed to be looking at me, like, not when I'm running down the field. How am I looking at you? Because I'm running. I was open. Throw the ball. Like, you need to check with me first. Like, I think he's ruined his kid. Shador thinks that he is all that and some.
He's driving a half million dollar car, so he's doing something right.
Yeah, this Colorado argument, this is moot. 9-3, no.
I told you, I said, I know it's not going to happen. But if it does,
I can see
the future.
Somehow we've entered the Joel Klatt sexual dreams phase of the show.
Yeah, I'll do a show in a cowboy hat and sunglasses for a week if that happens.
You know Fox would be if Colorado 9-3. Somebody get the boat oars out.
So Colorado, Michigan, first round.
Oh, my God. What would Gus and Joel do?
I don't know. They would have a side bet. One would come dressed in maize and blue, the other in black and old gold. That too.
Yeah, we've actually gone live to Network Center. Charlie Baker's just getting warmed up. I'm sorry. That's terrible. All right. Well, I'm glad we covered that. Let's talk some actual football. We'll do
all
it
right,
next.
Let's do that.
Football is approaching, factually. And if you want to get some action early in the year, tons of different player props, passing yards, TDs, and yes, the futures, win totals. We talked about this on Cash Ticket today. FanDuel now has exact wins. You don't just have to take a total. Let's say you have a prediction on a team. You believe, I don't care they're over under 6.5. I think they're winning 8. There's odds for that. Let's say they're going to woefully fail. You can pick them all the way down to 1-11. Is it responsible? Absolutely not. Could it be
Michigan State and 9 wins?
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.